May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, December 28th, 2024. This is the last show of the year, so I'm going to do a review of 2024 and a preview of 2025. And I'll have the thought form of the year that I'll be developing over this next year. So thanks for tuning in. Since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations worldwide, I never know who's listening, so if you're new to the show, I'll be narrating from three newsletters I've published since my last show 2 weeks ago. This live show is available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two. So if you're listening to the podcast now, these newsletters are that I've referenced are listed in the footnotes, so you can click on their links while I'm discussing them, and you can pause the podcast to see those videos and articles that interest you. So this way you can create your own customized multimedia show. So today I'll be discussing these three newsletters. Back on the solstice, December 21st, I had Mankind Will Thrive in 2025, and here's how. So that was my solstice. Really, that's kind of the beginning of the new year. You know, the days are getting longer, and it's the solstice is that turning point. You know, we go from the darkest of days with the most darkness to, you know, starting to lighten up. The new year is beginning with more light and love. So that was my December 25th message. You know, a few days later, after the solstice, was my Merry Christmas message, more light and love, easier and faster. And I'll go into that. And both of these are relatively short pieces, and I really want to keynote my December 31st piece. You know, it's like curating different summaries of the year. I'm actually going to be going into memorable memes of the year, and then the thought form of the year that I'll be fleshing out over the next 12 months. So that's I'm giving kind of a preview of that. I've pre-published it, you know, for the show today, so you can have a wrap-up of the year, a preview of 2025 with the thought form of the year. So I'll go into the last one, you know, after I finish up these first two. But before I do that, it's time for a cosmic weather report. Yes, folks, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, I'm doing a cosmic weather report again, a little astrology, psychology. There's a lot of drama on the world stage right now. You know, we're ending a 6,500-year period of human relationships based on dominance, power, and control. And we're entering a new relationship paradigm, Aquarian Age, based on equality, equanimity, cooperation. And more recently, we're looking at the closing of the 2,000-year age of a Pisces and leaving behind the old paradigm momentums of blind faith and fear-based behavior as we enter a more enlightened Aquarian age. So right now, as the show airs today, global humanity is experiencing some very unique quantum field astrology psychology with the moon in fire sign Sagittarius and conjunct Mercury. This brings mental fire to the unified field in our collective conscience. Plus, there are some strong portents with the geometry of quantum field astrology psychology at this time. I'm just going to reference some of this. I could go on about the portents of this and the suggestive influence. Again, this is portents as far as tendencies. It's going to trigger different people in different ways because of their own natal chart frame of reference that's embedded into their DNA after 9 months of programming, you might say, their genetics and their DNA codes, frequencies, which goes on, you know, in the womb, which is basically a bioenergetic force field that steps down the 12 constellations and the planetary influences by way of the 12 lower vertebrae in the mother's back, which step down these 12 constellations to create a bioenergetic force field so that virtually the kingdom of heaven is within you. It's conditioned, programmed in your natal chart within you. And the heavens continue to move, and they trigger, you know, your natal astrology, psychology, you know, different people in different ways at different times. So each to their own testing. Again, it's not foreordained or etched in stone, but these are tendencies. And it comes in with your soul contract. You know, everyone's born into a family, a genetics, a time, a period, community. All these things are foreordained, you know, those are foreordained with your soul contract. And as you wise up to that and study, you know thyself in terms of, you know, how you are conditioned so that you can condition the conditions. Basically, so you can be, you know, master of your own chip and basically become conscious of how you are conscious, because half of every test with astrology, psychology, every day and every way is half the test is knowing what the test is. You know, if you know that there's a tendency with astrology to act a certain way that's harmful or positive, you can take advantage of the positive and be on guard of the negative. So, you know, that's like, again, half the test every day with your astrology psychology is knowing what the test is. So I work with a lot of different clients over the years, dozens of them, married couples, individuals, families, with their astrology psychology. It's a second language to me. And, of course, I do my transits daily. Well, I have charts for 3 months at a time where I look at my transits daily and how I'm being triggered by way of my own unique astrology psychology. So this is something that I think was going to be more common in Aquarius, because Aquarius is dealing with quantum everything. It's going to be known as the Aquarian quantum age, and the energetics, the bioenergetics, the astroenergetics, the, you know, basically everything is energy, and the energy fields within fields and the geometry between those fields, you know, basically the God consciousness of geometric ordered divinity, G-O-D, you know, which I create a frame of reference for with universal law language, the love model, which I'm going to go into now. So another astrology psychology, I'm going to go into the first article, December 1st, 21st, on the solstice, mankind will thrive in 2025. Here's how. So I get into, you know, this understanding of astrology, psychology a little bit, but the larger picture, sees the vision, the different scenarios for enlightenment I'm going to be going into, and basically just keep the spirit of keep the faith, you know, winning from the beginning and make it so with global uprising ascent, you know, conscientious, common sense ascents. So here's to pure intention for paying attention with focused attention, love retention, conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension. So this article, this solstice article, I'm really going into this issue right off the bat with the understanding of real intelligence versus AI, artificial intelligence. And I have an article from Brighteon News, Brighteon Broadcast News, December 20th, came out just the day before, that got into this issue of real intelligence, RI versus AI, artificial intelligence. And Mike Adams interviews a futurist who reveals some of the mind-bending scenarios of what's coming with artificial intelligence. I mean, I'm telling you, artificial intelligence is going to be one of the big issues in this next year, because it's starting to run interference for or create an interface for all our social, political, and economic institutions are beginning to use AI in different ways. important to understand it, folks, the difference between AI and real intelligence, and how artificial intelligence has to be harnessed by real intelligence. And we're talking about this futurist, Mike Adams interviews, saying what we literally have to do is to build the framework and the model for a new world. Frames of reference for artificial intelligence, for the checking and balance of the artificial with the real. And he goes on to say, this futurist, that the real truth about our world will only be found in decentralized open source language models. These are keywords, folks. It's going to be major words we're going to hear a lot more about in 2025. Decentralized open source language models. In other words, how you frame the framework for modeling intelligence, artificial intelligence, is the directing influence. And if that's and the only way it can really be successful and truthful, if it's open source and decentralized, and if the language models are creating frames of reference for what is real. Universal law language, the language of light, of consciousness, light as consciousness. Basically, the frames of reference for culturing, involving, and evolving conscientious common sense. So here's a quote from Mike Adams from the video, which I provide at the top, where he says, quote, OpenAI has been cognitively crippled by the CIA, forcing it to discard reality and to conform to official government narratives on climate change, vaccines, cancer industry, things like that. So understand that centrally controlled AI systems are being intentionally crippled and dumbed down in the same way that the education system has been dumbed down, or corporate media is dumbed down, or Wikipedia is dumbed down, or Google has been dumbed down, to prevent you from knowing the truth. So the real truth, real intelligence, has to be decentralized open source language models for creating frames of reference that are truly universal and not scripted or co-opted to fit some politically correct, you know, woke narrative. So that was a quote from Mike Adams from the video. The videos, again, everyone is so busy. You know, I provided some points of reference in the video at 26 minutes 10 seconds for the interview, and 1 hour 15 minutes 11 minutes for why the deep state is pushing for World War III. In other words, the deep state is going to be using everything they can, including an artificial intelligence, to manipulate or otherwise manage the mass media's mass mind, to set the matrix for ownership and control of the human and physical resources of the planet. That's just what they do. That's what they've done. And there's nothing that will, basically correct this inversion, subversion, and perversion of the whole truth. Then more light and love, easier and faster. I mean, regarding the whole truth. In other words, the frame of reference, you know, for involving and evolving, you know, light and love, more conscientious common sense for ordering, the world order, you know. So the concept of a new world order, it's going to be a new world order that's of light and love, or new world order of not so much light and love. So there is a whole thematic keynote in Thrive in 2025 that is all oriented to the truth. I love the quote by Marcus Aurelius. That was one of the Roman emperors. He was the most enlightened of the Roman emperors. And he said, quote, it's the truth I'm after. And the truth never harmed anyone. What harms us is to persist in self-deceit and ignorance. So folks, here's to the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, that naturally neutralizes the big lie of duh, as in D-U-H, dumb, unconscious, and heartless. And this is important to understand, because the deep state is going to try to do the dark, dirty, you know, dark side dialectic that they've always done. And here's a quote for you regarding what they do. Quote, the lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political and economic and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all its powers to repress dissent. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth becomes the greatest enemy of the state. And guess who said that? That was Joseph Goebbels. That was Hitler's minister of propaganda. You know, the big lie, make it so big and so bold and so often told that people believe it. And that the real truth that exposes the big lie is the greatest enemy of the state. So thanks to the Great Awakening, the all-connected internet world can now see clearly how the big lie has inverted, subverted, and perverted politics, the economy, and the military with heartless policies that are pharmacidal, gemicidal, genocidal, and democidal. Democide. Look it up, folks. Democide. It's, you know, heartless policies. And I love the quote by Thomas Jefferson, where he said, quote, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppression of body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. So here's to enlightening the people generally. The Aquarian Great Enlightenment is now in full swing, and a unified field, you know, a new common sense is now disintegrating the dystopian dysfunction of duh and the despotic dialectic of divide to conquer. So it's disintegrating the dark side and integrating the light side. You know, again, more light and love, easier and faster. Here's a quote from the video I referenced above by John Peterson, where he says, quote, we literally have to start with first principles that says how this new world works that is different from the past, the core of what a new world might be. First principles. We literally have to start with first principles. And that reminds me of when I provided the quote on first principles by Thomas Paine, you know, the citizen journalist who wrote Common Sense that sparked the American Revolution. And he says, quote, it is at all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution, and until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles. Okay, so that's the keynote. Of course, I'm referencing the first principles of cosmic law, universal law, language. And I go on to say that seize the vision, embrace the virtue, vow with valor, and claim the victory of those first principles at the heart of the global evolution, revolution, revelations of, by, and for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. You know, we the people worldwide, united along more enlightened lines of cosmic, universal, conscientious love. The love model, you know, basically, you know, the frames of reference for the first principles of cosmic law, the 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 4, 1, 5, 1 components to the capstone for conscientious God vision. So informed in love, you know, organizing information in formation, will raise the standard of sovereign free will choice by way of universal law languaging at the interface heart of interactive mass-to-mass telecommunications. As naturally cultures enlightens social conscience with unprecedented freedom and opportunity. So there's an infographic here on consent. You know what makes sex not rape? Well, it's consent. What makes a job not slavery? Well, it's consent. What makes a transaction not robbery? It's consent. And what makes mandatory vaccinations not tyranny? Magical fairy dust. There's no consent there when it's mandatory. So again, there's the infographic kind of speaks for itself. These are memes that are like memes of the year that I wanted to bring into focus here, because these are huge issue. Well-informed consent will define the evolution, revolution, revelations of 2024, 2025, I'm sorry, well-informed consent. You know, good information for acting on, you know, our free will. So I love this quote by M. Scott Peck where he says, quote, mental health is an ongoing process of dedication to reality at all costs. So the reality of information overload as causes, you know, mind-numbing paradigm paralysis, you know, cognitive dissonance, etc. That reality tells us that the more information we have, the greater is the need to get it all in order. Again, organizing information in formation along more enlightened lines that frame the first principles of universal cosmic law language. Framing the constitution of, you know, universal law language for global community, telecommunity, unity and diversity. The vision of all one, you know, we are all one, at-one-ment, atonement. And this can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy when enough good people love enough to position, package, and promote unity as is whole enough, bold enough, and told enough to maintain sufficient heart coherence to hold the balance for conscious evolution. Conscious evolution, revolutions, revelations at a global enlightenment level. Countering the deep state policies that profit from a technocratic dystopian nightmare. So, you know, light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not, or it otherwise gets neutralized by the light. So, we're talking about energetics, the frequencies, the levels of frequencies, and the quote by Dr. David Hawkins in his classic bestseller, Power Versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior. He says, after you know, decades-long research with millions of tests of behavioral kinesiology, you know, which is documented in this book, where he says, quote, one individual who lives and vibrates to the energy of pure love and reverence for all life will counterbalance the negativity of 750,000 individuals who calibrate at the lower weakening levels. Now, he has a chart on these levels from 1,000 to, you know, zero. And it's like a full spectrum of consciousness. Like it's a map of consciousness based on a logarithmic scale that spans from zero to 1,000. And it goes into the name of the level, the energetic frequency of those levels, the associated emotional state of those levels, and the view of life that you have at those levels. And it's like a color spectrum. So keep in mind that we are all on the spectrum, you might say, with different levels of spectral autism at different times of human experience. So, again, remember, we're not human beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a human 3D experience. 3D, 4D, 5D, you know, basically, you know, when you're a baby, you're having a 3D physical experience. As you mature, you get a little consciousness in there. And ideally, as you become wise, you become conscious of how you are conscious with a conscience, you know, like a consciousness of how you are conscious or cosmic Christ consciousness or higher consciousness. To where your conscience then, you know, governs your human experience with a spiritual perspective. Anyway, we raise all spirits in vibration when we raise ourselves in vibration, because we're all connected on the inner. You know, this is the quantum reality, the quantum field. Or as the father of quantum science said, Nikola Tesla. Quote, we are all one, only egos, beliefs, and fears separate us. That's brilliant, you know. So call it the law of one, the law of atonement, law of at-one-ment, or singularity in the unified field of the Aquarian quantum age. For those who can connect the dots to the big picture of global conscious evolution, revolution at this time, hold the vision of worldwide love, cosmic love, universal love, with these first principles of law of the one, 2-in-1, 3-in-1, 4-in-1, 5-in-1, you know, basically the first principles of cosmic law as will involve and evolve our individual and collective social conscience with light language and God, G-O-D, consciousness as far as geometrically ordered divinity, you know, the love codes. So the family of mankind in a local global village of instant everywhere and interactive love and action, this is how we come into unity for community, via telecommunication, for reconciliation. Quote, this is a quote by M. Scott Peck from the book, his book, The Different Drum, Community Making and Peace, where he says, quote, the overall purpose of human communication is or should be reconciliation. It should ultimately serve to lower or remove the walls of misunderstanding which unduly separate us human beings one from the other. So the bottom line, folks, and this is from Thomas Paine again, is common sense, where he says, quote, tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. 'Tis dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Yeah. Guys, you know, they had a way of saying things back then that really rallied the troops. And by God's grace, we had our American Revolution. America shined for the world as, ideally, it will once again America as the I am race worldwide. So here's to a 2025 update of the Evolution Revolution Revelation. Quote, tyranny is easily conquered by open source methods of decentralized telecom, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, and TLC connection. Holy Spirit, love in action. And the graphics to go with this, you have to be looking at them, folks, to really appreciate how metaphorically I'm framing these first principles of cosmic law in the spirit of cosmic universal TLC love. So that by God's grace, you know, love with all your strength, mind, heart, and soul, and you're all connected, netizen neighbors as thyself. This is how we thrive in 2025, defining, refining, and combining, you know, linking the light for our shining general enlightenment by liberating conscientious common sense with global holistic healing tools and TLC processes that evolve a high state of evolution as naturally neutralizes deep state devolution. So this is the archetypal, you know, quadrants, dimensions of the great TLC reset, the transformation from telecommunity and, you know, in these four quadrants of telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and telecommerce, these TLC reset quadrants, these four quadrants, regarding global telecom, heart coherence, universal self-care, and whole system TLC reset for not just government and education and healthcare, but also the economy. Again, these four quads. And again, I'm talking about, you know, the quintessential archetypal components to the capstone. These four quads that are all, you might say, there's like four trinities, and the capstone in each of those trinities is the center of the four-sided pyramid of self and civilization you're looking down on with these graphics. And so this is the E in the love model. And basically what it's doing is creating a frame of reference for first principles of cosmic law with government, education, healthcare, and the economy institutional models that correspond to the Carl Jung archetypes of fire, air, water, and earths. Again, government, education, healthcare, and the economy, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical quadrants of the human body. And as far as institutional, you know, of America, the I am race, we have a global model of telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and telecommerce that is talking about the one singular TLC with the concept of love, a higher concept of love that will raise the standard of conscientious common sense with light language, the language of light of consciousness as consciousness, This is what I've talked about over the years. Some people know exactly what I'm referring to. Other people, if they continue to pay attention as I write in through 2025, I'll be fleshing out this understanding of what these institutional models look like, how they work for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience, like cosmic conscience, Christ conscience, consciousness of how we are consciousness, as in C squared. E equals MC squared. C is the speed of light. As you approach the speed of light squared, then all time and space becomes relative. You can see into the past, into the future. And we're talking about the shift from 3D to 5D plus in the 4D here and now, you know, and that whole spirit of transcending the old with the new, transformation, metamorphosis. That spirit of I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, fantastic, and getting better. So will the old paradigm, you know, worm its way into our current timeline, into our future? Or will we go through a massive metamorphosis with a metaphor, with metaphoric wings for a paradigm shift as a glorious transformation? And there's a picture of a butterfly up on a chair lecturing to a caterpillar there on the couch, like a psychologist's couch, and the butterfly is telling the caterpillar, the thing is, you really have to want to change. You gotta want to change. So, there's a caterpillar in all of us, there's a butterfly in all of us, there's a higher self, there's a lower self in all of us. The only problem is knowing which to be when. I think 2025, for a lot of us, is going to be the time for metamorphosis and transformation from the old paradigm to the new, from victim-dictum to victory-virtues. So that is pretty much what I wanted to say on the solstice. Now, a few days later, we had Christmas, and I had this is just a short Christmas thingy before I get into the final what's going on in 2025 and the thought form of the year. So, Christmas message, more light and love, counting our blessings, a wonderful life, a picture of Joseph and Mary looking in the babe in the manger and the light around them. It's a beautiful picture, thought form. May the indwelling Christ be reborn anew within you. Blessings in the spirit that matters on earth as in cosmos at large, on earth as in heaven. So count your blessings from 2024 and strive to thrive in 2025. That's going to be the mantra. You know, strive to thrive in 2025 as you drink from the Christ Mass chalice. You know, Christ Mass consciousness, Christ Mass chalice. You know, the Holy Grail, the chalice, and there's actually a word grouping there that is in the shape of a chalice. You'd have to see it to know what I'm talking about, but the words creating that graphic of a chalice are like this. It goes like this. In answer to a global prayer field of fervent intention for our ascension, you know, a spiritual uprising. An uprising, by the grace of divine intervention, you know, unity and diversity, unified field of conscientious common sense is matriculating the matrix of reality with more enlightened progression of interactive telecommunications for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience by way of Christ-like wonder and joy. Merry Christmas. So that's the chalice, the Holy Spirit, Merry Christmas chalice, Christ Mass chalice, always love, always. Now, I've continued this piece. That was kind of the, you know, for those who really want to do a review of 2024, there's a Great Awakening article, which is the previous article, the first one I talked about. And then the Great Enlightenment in 2024, which is this last article I just talked about. So those two links are provided. You can go to them in regard to, continue what's coming next. And I'll be going into that now, the great TLC reset. So we've heard about the great Awakening. We've heard about the Great Enlightenment, the Great TLC Reset. There's a highly qualified understanding. And that understanding is basically, a holistic, systemic model standard of TLC, tender loving care, in terms of telecom, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, basically this TLC connection in archetypal terms is it's like the unified field, the same unity and diversity, and the same basic message, which is always, love with all your strength, mind, heart, and soul, and you're all connected. Netizen neighbors as thyself. We're all netizens in a global village of instant everywhere interactive, communications capabilities. So the telecommunication, telecom, telecare, this is the realizing of what a not-for-profit model of service will look like in all archetypal dimensions of self and civilization. In our core social, political, and economic institutions. So anyway, that was the Christmas piece. They're just short and sweet. I know I'm busy on Christmas. I just wanted to give them a little light and love. But this keynote now, in this last piece, I'm going to talk about the last part of the show. And this is a preview for those who are listening live today, the thought form of 2025, the Global TLC Reset. I won't be publishing this to my Substack list until the 31st, which is, basically New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, before New Year's Day, I'll be basically, giving them the vision of this that you're getting now, because this is, like I say, my last show of the year. So the thought form of the year 2025 is the Global TLC Reset. Strive to thrive in 2025 with Aquarian TLC for co-creating global holistic healing. Unity and diversity, wholeness, holiness. And there's a graphic here of universal self-care at the heart of holistic healthcare, a person holding up a smartphone and it's got a catechist, for healing on it, and it's regarding an internet health breakthrough with Global Telecom. Now, I've been modeling this concept of free online holistic self-care for building health and preventing disease. I've been modeling it for 40 years. I think this was published about 7 years ago, this article. But the same principles are today. The only reason it hasn't happened is because the economics and politics of disease care, there's more people profiting from disease, or there's more money profiting a few people from disease than the masses of people that are suffering from the disease that is being caused for profit and population control. But this is unthinkable or unspeakable. And a few years ago, I'd write about this or talk about this on my blog, and people say, take me off your list. And there's a whole thing during COVID. People didn't want to hear that, there was a giant psyop. There was no PCR test measuring viruses. It was never designed for virus. The guy that won the Nobel Prize developing this PCR test said it should never be used for human testing of viruses. And, of course, that's what they were doing. I could go on and on. But, again, this is what's all come out now the last 3 years. It's finally come out that what I was saying was true, that it was all a psyop and BS. And the so to speak, authorities were corrupt, and they were corrupt for profit, ownership and control, population reduction agendas other than freedom and opportunity, for greater health, for more health. These are what everyone is struggling with these days, of how our core institutions have lied to us. Many of our core institutions, not all of them, but social, politically, economically, the big lie has been so big and so bold and so often told, people have believed it, and our damnation has been, so to speak, just. Basically, we get what we asked for, whether we know it or like it or not. Some people hate that explanation. Basically, it's saying, one way of saying it, karma's a bitch and then you're dead, which is a negative way of saying it. Basically, it's saying, the karmic there's kind of, you know, whether you call it, we're going to reap what you sow, or action, reaction, what physicists call it, or biologists are going to respond to stimulus. You know, you give, there's, it's called karma. You know, there's, to every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. There are consequences for everything that we do. It's being registered in the Akashic record. And why would anyone want to shoot themselves in the foot by self-sabotaging with victim dictum that undermines the victory virtues? Anyway, this is the human condition. This is why we came into embodiment, you know, the densest octave you can incarnate into and still make it back, remembering who you really are as a great spiritual being having a human experience. So by God's grace, in God's time, we're going to get it right sooner or later in the cosmic scheme of things. In the meantime, happiness is success in the ongoing realization and manifestation of Golden Age TLC models. So here's to upgrading, invigorating, and otherwise reinventing our ID, our identity as the family of mankind, united with vision of virtue and valor for the victory of self and civilization. So we are what we think, folks, having become what we thought. What we think about, we bring about. Pure intention focuses attention, and energy flows where attention goes. So the flow of creator's energy through you, your pure intention, acts to inspire and co-create your world. So in that regard, we have three scenarios I'm going into for an optimal 2025. Number one, the big picture, you know, 50 years pioneering an Aquarian vision. Now, this was published in Natural Life News. There's a link on that. If you go into that, 50 years pioneering an Aquarian vision. Folks, I've been at this for since I gave a presentation to 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill back in 1974. This was after a three-day futurist summit. These futurists were meeting in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building on Capitol Hill. To give these 10 agencies of federal government, you know, their representatives, their directors, these 10 agencies, were looking at how they were going to be celebrating the bicentennial era from 76 to 89, and 13 years from the Declaration of Independence to the ratification of the Constitution. So there I was. I gave the keynote address at the end of these 3 days of, you know, this future summit. You had unified field theorists and visionary futurists, writers that were sharing, you know, their vision. Well, the reason I was given the opportunity to be to give the final keynote speech at the end of this 3 days, and this is again the fall. November. It was November of 1974, 50 years ago. Was the reason I was given that position to give the keynote speech was because I had lectured that summer of 1974, at the University of Pennsylvania at Buckminster Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop. It was a month-long workshop, and I was there giving a presentation on how the world game, you know, the best way, you know, the world game at, you know, that time is 1976, was a communications model for upgrading of freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government, and what that would look like with satellite downlinks and cable TV systems and interactive interface, whereby people by way of cable TV and touchtone telephones could interact on a real-time basis, creating basically collective consciousness of the model I called the Cosmic Cube, with the upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, holodeck, with three numbers in sequence, X, Y, Z coordinate axis, three numbers creating a dot in a cube, and a unified field of consciousness at any one moment of a video or an article on an interactive basis. Anyway, what that would look like and how that would work. I gave a lecture at Bucky Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop. Well, there were people there from the World Future Society and the Committee for the Future, you know, from out of Washington, D.C., that heard me, my lecture there, and they tapped me to give the keynote address a few months later, you know, November 1974, which is what I did. Well, fact is, I gave that presentation. You know, I was standing behind the Great Seal of the United States in the Science and Astronautics Chamber, the Rayburn Building. And I chunked it out in about 10 minutes. And I was overshined, folks. I mean, I just got into the zone and I chunked out what I've been trying to chunk out and share, you know, on my radio show for the last 16 years, share on my blog for the last 20 years, my writings, my Substack this last year, the same thing, you know, just model the vision to try to chunk it out and basically step it down and make it clear. This is 50 years ago, and I've been doing it ever since with a vision of healing of our core social, political, and economic institutions and what that would look like and how that would work. So number two of these three scenarios for an optimal 2025 is specifically on the global telecom model and global telecare as the alpha and omega of global TLC reset. So telecom, telecare, TLC reset, global TLC reset. This is the second scenario with the understanding that both global telecare and global telecom are interactive, self-correcting database models for co-creating wisdom of the crowd. You know, the conscientious common sense, you might say the data cloud. You remember I was talking about those three numbers in sequence, X, Y, Z coordinate axis, creating a dot and a cube. This data cloud on a real-time basis at any one moment of interactive interaction on a mass-to-mass level that would involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience. You know, the currency of TLC is conscience, with the language of light and the law of love defining and refining this currency of conscience. Now, there's a link on the currency of conscience, which is really a concept. Once you understand that the whole internet has evolved to the point where the currency is, you know, how to get eyeballs, get attention. So the currency of attention, the currency of conscience, is really the new currency for the next economy that's defined by this hardware, universal law, love, light, language, interface. Once you understand that, you've got the vision basically for the healing of our core social, political, and economic institutions and what the future will look like in terms of a victory, a vision of virtue and valor for, and victory for Earth's evolutions. You know, conscientious common sense worldwide, you know, the basically global enlightenment with this vision of tender loving care, systemic wholeness and healing, you know, in the planetary, you know, in our conscious being and world at large. So all this is to say that the tyranny that we see in the world today, it's history. On the timeline, it's gone. With this timeline I'm referring to, you know, the TLC reset, you know, this tyranny, it's history. It's easily conquered. Tyranny is easily conquered by open source models of decentralized telecom, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, and TLC connection, the Holy E-Spirit of love in action. Now, again, I have hot links on these words, you know, whole pages, sections explaining telecom, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, this connection along more enlightened lines that frame universal law language for universalizing, harmonizing, contextualizing wholeness and healing, systemic wholeness and healing in our core social, political, and economic institutions. Folks, I've held this vision for a long time, 50 years. Stepping it down, making it clear, you know, making it, you know, timely. You know, it's been a process over the last 50 years. I mean, I raised a family, you know, four kids, you know, six grandchildren now. You know, I've been a lot of other businesses I've done to pay the bills. Numerous businesses I've created, managed in the meantime. But these models, these workable, common sense, conscientious models, we're involving and evolving wholeness and healing in our communications, in our basically our healthcare databases, self-care databases, you know, in our e-commerce, you know, in you know, basically blockchain, secure blockchain trading of value, you know, doing business, you know, commerce is in trading and good, you know, win-win on all levels. So this third now, this I was talking about these three scenarios for an optimal 2025. I talked about the big picture, you know, 50 years pioneering an Aquarian vision. And then I went into the specifics of the alpha and omega of global TLC reset with global telecom and telecare. The third scenario for an optimal 2025 is initiating us as united sovereigns of Earth. Excuse me. Now this is the biggie, folks. This is coming down the home stretch. So I'm getting a drink. Excuse me. On my Substack list of several thousand subscribers, there are several hundred who consistently read my curated, you know, weekly news, you know, unique views of reality, regarding, you might say, a gathering of the tribes of what is real, initiating global revelations with archetypal relationships of enlightened love, you know, cosmic law, language, love, you know, higher standard of love, this love model with first principles, pure geometry frames of reference for the first principles of universal law language. So these initiators, you know, initiating global revelations of the, you know, the Aquarian quantum age, these initiators are also known, I mean, as initiates. I often refer to them as initiates. These are, you know, the initiators of an Aquarian age of light and love. And in former ages, you know, historically during great awakening transformation, initiates of the sacred fire of freedom were often known as brave hearts or patriots, or if not cultural creatives and mystics of every faith who co-create with God. These initiates, you know, brave hearts, patriots, cultural creatives, you know, mystics of every faith who co-create with God. These different names with the same flame, you know, of co-creation, you know, initiates. So this concept of initiates, these initiates in current times of great enlightenment revelations, you know, and again, we had former ages. We've had the last year of a great awakening transformation, and it's emerging, or it's maturing, or it's evolving, developing as a great enlightenment. And those initiates who are bringing forth, you know, call them light bearers, light workers, light servers, these initiates of the great enlightenment, as far as telecommunications, they're the 1-3% of global netizens whose sphere of influence is the 20% of netizens who do 80% of networking for, you might say, net worth or net reality, you know, pioneering the internet, you know, the currency of conscience at the heart of our net reality. Now, this is a little bit of metaphor, I'm waxing poetic here. What I'm basically talking about is that initiates of the sacred fire of freedom, historically, currently, they're sparking, just like Thomas Paine sparked the American Revolution with his common sense. These initiates now are sparking, they're inspiring the consciousness, the being and world of people worldwide on the internet through networking for the net worth of our net reality, conscientious common sense, pioneering the internet of TLC, of conscience currency, at the heart of our net reality. So these who are initiates of love, you know, the love model, circle, triangle, square, you know, the geometric order, divinity, love model, these initiates, those who are initiates of this concept of a higher concept of love, who are intently focused on a spiritual path, whatever your spiritual path is, this model can serve that spiritual path. As you are aware of the universal nature of these first principles and processes framed by pure geometry thought forms, you know, by and for God consciousness in terms of G-O-D, geometrically ordered divinity, this love model, you know, initiates of love, this love model intently focused on a spiritual path. So specifics on this TLC process are explained in my recent Solstice newsletter. Well, at the beginning of the show today, that was the first newsletter I talked about, was the Solstice newsletter. So again, being review at the beginning of that show, of the show, you know, where I talked about that, if you want, or of course, if you've pulled up this newsletter, you know, which you can do, again, as the footnotes, that'll be in the footnotes, that'll be published here in a day or two. So specifics on this TLC process are explained in this recent Solstice newsletter. But keep in mind that this open source model for the great TLC reset, you know, the thought form of 2025, goes mainstream as social conscience matures in our ubiquitous social networks with the decentralized currency of conscience for the next economy, an economics of abundance that resets the economics of scarcity, with abundant TLC models at the heart of Aquarian quantum shift. Now, that's a mouthful. I've hyperlinked some words. I've color-coded other words, you know, that on the narrative that I'm reading from, you know, the website that I published, you know, you can actually, this is there on the webpage at HeartCom Network, you know, heartcom.org/HeartCom Network. Some of you know how to access that and are reading along. You don't have to wait until the podcast is published with the footnotes referencing this narrative, these narratives, but you can go at any time, you know, to the HeartCom Network, for 2024 archives, and the most recent one is this one today that I'm talking about. So harnessing artificial intelligence, AI, with real intelligence by way of universal light language and global love and action, this is the shift to an economics of abundance. So please network this vision for the net worth of our net reality, because what we think about, we collectively bring about. So more light and love, easier and faster. Make it so, Scotty. Make it so, initiates. Mainstreaming a high standard of open source decentralized systems for co-creating conscientious common sense, virtue, vision, and valor for our victory as sovereigns. So that's pretty much it for the year, folks. I want to thank you for listening. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.